The Anton Savage Show
with Kearies.ie
on News Talk.
If you have been in the centre of town today, you may have noticed people wearing straw boaters and wandering around reading books. This is because today is Bloomsday, which relates in some way to Ulysses by James Joyce. I've always been slightly sketchy as to how it relates to Ulysses by James Joyce. But to answer and explain all of this, we have James Joyce and Ulysses aficionado, Sean Moncrief. Sean, good morning.
Good morning. I wouldn't go that far. But
now, Sean, I put it to you that this is a terrible book.
A terrible book.
A terrible book.
Yes. It's you've read it then and you think it's a terrible book.
I have read it and I think it is a terrible book.
Okay. Well, it's not like any other book. It doesn't have a straightforward narrative story structure, that kind of thing. And if you were to describe it to someone who's thinking of reading it, don't expect what you'd normally get from any other novel. Is the main thing. When I first read it, there's a book called Ulysses on the Liffey, which is by a chap called Richard Ellman, who's dead now, but who was the world's greatest Ulysses scholar. And after every episode, there's an explanation of what everything means in that episode, the symbolic system and all the rest of it. Now, that sounds kind of academic and boring.
And there is hard yards.
Yes, and it is hard yards. But parallel to that, it's also a very visceral book. It's the only novel you'll ever read where somebody's having a poo and thinks very deep thoughts when they're having that poo. It's full of sex and organs and food Leopold Bloom particularly eats around the place. And when you've read it, often what happens when a book is very experimental and there's lots of ideas in it, and that the characters kind of get lost there. But the characters are vivid. Leopold Bloom is very...
Now, go back for a minute.
Yeah.
Explain the significance of it at the time. Because to my slightly jaundiced eye, when I read it first probably in the late 90s, early 2000s, it is a modern... It is not surprising to have poos in a book at this point.
Yes.
Nor is it surprising to have people being terribly avant-garde about the novel structure. But when Joyce did it, it was very different.
Though at the time it was modernism was in, I don't know if it was the birth of modernism, but certainly modernism was in full bloom. And so there was all sorts of approaches in all areas of the arts, how to do things differently, how to tell stories differently, how to present pictures differently. Now, what Joyce is doing is that this is the history of storytelling in a book whilst telling a story about the most mundane thing. And he tried to fit in there every single trope of storytelling over the previous 2,000 years. It's called Ulysses because it's based on a lyric poem from 2,000 years ago, which is a hell of an achievement. Now, obviously, it's an achievement for academics. The amount of books written by Ulysses and the sales of those books dwarf sales of Ulysses itself, obviously. So, but what I would say about it is that...
Hang on, is that actually true? There are more books, there are probably more words dedicated and more books have sold analysing it than it itself.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Because every single tiny aspect of it has been analysed and actually... and survives that scrutiny. He thought about every single thing in tedious detail.
Well, this is the bit that I've always felt difficult, that I've always been challenged by, is does that make it compelling to the reader, or do you just think, well, that's very impressive and you're very smart, but it doesn't improve the book?
No, it doesn't make it compelling. It's not a compelling book in a what happens next kind of sense. What it does do is when you've reached the end of it, it brings you to a place that you never would have experienced with any other novel you've ever read or likely are to read. But I can't describe what that is because you need to read Ulysses to understand what I'm saying, is what I mean. But it's not like...
Are you going so far as to say that there is a unique human experience through digesting Ulysses?
Yes. Yeah, there is. Yeah. In that it gives you a sense of history and how things link up with each other. And when he's sitting on the loo, he's having a complete... He's thinking about the connection between birth and death and life and human existence. And everything kind of links up with everything else in Ulysses to such an extraordinarily detailed degree that it's hard to absorb it all, and that's why probably people have entire careers analysing every single sentence of it. There's a story where Joyce meets somebody in Paris, and I forget who we met, but the chap says, you know, were you writing today? How was it going? He says, yes, I was having difficulty with the sentence. And he says, oh, you couldn't find the right words. He says, no, I had the words. I just didn't know which order to put them in. It's detailed to that degree.
Now, the manner in which one should read it, if one does read it, is what? Is this on your holliers out on the beach, have a go at Ulysses?
No.
Do you set aside an hour a day? What's the proper... Because your argument seems to be that it stands unique as a piece of work.
Yeah. So... If you want to take it on, it's a project rather than this is a book I'm going to read and then, you know, give it a good review online kind of thing. It's not that kind of an experience. So it is a project and you are and it's an education in itself. I mean, he was trying to put the entire world in a book. He was trying to put everything in there. So that's not going to be kind of a straightforward family drama yarn that, you know, you'll identify with. The other aspects too gives a portrait of Dublin at the time. Dublin isn't maybe as was quite a cosmopolitan city. It was there was all sorts of interesting aspects to it.
What's the story with the lads in the hats?
Because I think that's, you see, I think that's kind of, I don't entirely know, but I think that's really drawn from portraits of Joyce himself rather than there's any description of what anyone was wearing. I know Stephen Dedalus is generally taken to be kind of a portrait of Joyce himself. He's young, arrogant and a bit pretentious. So, you know, there's a bit of that in it.
But the lads with the hats, they do what in town? Because is it that they gather at the geographic locations that are mentioned in the book?
Yes. And they go and they eat because they go where, you know, Leopold Bloom had breakfast and then they kind of follow.
God, there's a lot of offal involved in that, isn't there?
There is a lot of offal, but he does think very carefully about what he wants to eat at any given time. And there's a whole scene with Molly Bloom where they're out on a date and they're eating crab cakes, I think, and he, you know, and she passes it from her mouth into his mouth, and it's quite erotic if you find that kind of thing erotic. And incidentally, there is, I know it's generally thought that it's June the 16th because that was the date of the, that was when they first went on it. He first went on a date with Nora Barnacle. There are many theories as to actually what that date signified. One is that they had been on a few dates before, but June the 16th was when things got a bit frisky, let's say.
When the crab cakes were brought into the game. Yeah. Okay, so if you have won me over about my jaundiced view of the book, my last line of cynicism in defence is, however good it might be, we have loads of people who are way better. We have the Freels and we have the Becketts and we have the O'Caseys and we have Wilde. Why does Joyce end up with this position of primacy that he gets a day and they don't? Defend him, Sean.
Why did he? Because it was probably the most significant novel of the 20th century. In terms of his influence on other writers, on that. Now he didn't invent the use of stream of consciousness, but he refined it to such a degree that was imitated and is still imitated to this day. So it's what he's like. It's like he's Ornette Coleman, who's a jazz musician, who's quite a difficult jazz musician.
Hang on, where's my phone till I Google this?
he's like a really difficult jazz musician who really only sold a few hundred copies, but loads of other musicians heard this album and then took bits of it and they became really successful on the back of it. That's what Joyce is.
Where do you stand, therefore, on the elitism bit? Because there is a chunk of it that... There's a sort of a sense of, well, the reason that you didn't enjoy it is because you're not as sophisticated as me and didn't get it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. And like, I've done these interviews myself, bringing on fellas going, oh, no, you can really, no, you can't. It's really hard. It's not going to be like any other book you ever read. And as I say, you have to kind of put the work in to get something out of it. And there's no way around that. It's an extremely complicated book written by an extremely complicated man.
Where do you stand on Finnegan's Wake?
Oh, God, no. I tried that, and no, that was just howling in the darkness. I just didn't understand it at all.
Okay, the last time I did this, my father convinced me that Catcher in the Rye,
yes,
which I had read and hated, was actually very good. Yeah, I know. So I reread it and re-hated it. I'm going to go again on Ulysses based on your recommendation.
How old were you when you read Catcher in the Rye?
Catcher in the Rye, first I was probably a teenager, early teens, and then I read it as an adult.
Yeah, I read it when I was a teenager. And
you like that one as well?
Yeah, I loved it. Absolutely. God, why would you not relate to that?
I just found Holland Coffin so obnoxious.
Yeah.
And it was a constant diatribe of my daily complaints. It was like one long whinge. And I also hated his hat.
Oh my God. Okay. Basically, I just had a flash of what an obnoxious teenager I was. That's...
Sean, we should do this as a regular thing. I'll just list off books, the classics that I hated, and you can talk me back around. Sean McGreeve, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie.
on News Talk.